Insurance.
Looking for a soapbox? Phone lines are open at 367-1240.
Forty minutes after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee time. My pleasure to welcome in Richard Hebert, Hebert's Garden Center. Again, he is on the phone with us, so if you do have a question or comment for him, we'd love to take it, but do so via email, teshmatters@kane1240.com. Find us on Facebook, our fan page, Tesh Matters, or on Twitter, at Tesh Matters. But Richard, happy to have you with us. I know things are busy during the spring for you, and it's not always a bad thing at all.
No, I'm not going to complain at all. And this is a very busy spring for several reasons, Jeff. But the biggest one is that people lost so much material that you know I get it. You know, you tell somebody, say this could come back end of April, but they say I ain't waiting that long because it looks so bad. And I get it. You drive around town, you can see kind of all the burnt stuff and so I quite understand that. One thing kind of with the cold weather, kind of talking about vegetables now, you know, you got to watch it in terms of certain material with these cold temperatures, such as cucumbers, which is one that even here, Jeff, what we'll do with these cucumbers tonight, we will bring them in and protect them so that this north wind doesn't affect them. And I don't want to scare anybody because, look, what they call for the next 3 days, your tomatoes, your bell peppers, your eggplant, hot peppers, really are going to be fine. So there's really nothing to worry. The problem is going to be, the big one is going to be cucumbers. They just don't like that wind. So this is what we're telling people. The best way to do it is, at minimum, what you want to do is do not water them at night. And that's true, you know, we talk about that all the time, Jeff, is that you really don't want to water at night. And that's definitely the truth, but especially on young cucumber plants, because what's going to happen, people are going to come in and just say, man, cut my cucumber plants and, you know, give me some slug bait. I know it's slugs. And we'll tell them, no, it's because of these cool nights and the moisture at night. They'll just kind of look like they melted and then they fall. That's where the problem is. So if you got your cucumbers planted, you want to water them in the mornings. Obviously, this morning is not an issue because the ground's wet. But you're going to see that the wind is really starting to wreak havoc on the leaves. And so the other thing, people will come in and say, man, all my leaves turned white and it died. And that's because of that north wind. So that's the big issue right now. We're not going to have any frost. Obviously, we're not going to have any freezing. So it's that type of plant that's going to give us the biggest issue. And so over the next few nights, if you can kind of protect them from the wind, that would help. And then water them during early in the morning or during the day is fine, as long as it has a chance for the soil to kind of dry out on top. And so that's going to stand your best chance. If you're just buying, like we got a bunch of cucumbers in, if you're buying them right now, we're telling people just wait a few days. I think Jeff, maybe by Sunday, the night temperatures are going to start becoming warm again. If that's the case, then we're good. But I certainly know next week it's going to get we're going to be back in the 80s, and you know the low at nights are going to be in the 60s, whereas now we're going to be in the mid 60s with the low at night, low 40s or mid 40s. So that's kind of my now spiel on what this cold is going to do. In terms of flowers, really, for the most part, we try to warn people. The biggest ones you want to watch, and they're going to have trouble right now, is going to be vinca, portulaca, and purslane. They don't like these night temperatures being cool, and they kind of do the same thing as the cucumber would do. So we just bought in a few. And anybody who wants to buy a bunch will just warn them, say, look, you think it's best to wait. And right now it looks like, you know, just wait till we get through maybe Sunday. Maybe Sunday night it's going to be warm. But just kind of watch your temperatures because it does change. And I think after that we'll be good to go. So, but other flowers such as the geraniums and the petunias and verbena, lantana, and then, you know, 100 more that I'm missing, all of that will take what's coming with no problem at all. Let's talk a little bit about people with small gardens who maybe or have a lack of space or who maybe are just growing in containers. A couple of things you want to look out for. We've talked about determinate and indeterminate. Determinate means that the plant is going to stay shorter. Indeterminate are some of the older varieties that gets tall, you know, 6 feet tall. So obviously, if you have a small garden, you want to go with a determinate tomato. So it doesn't have to be a quote-unquote patio tomato. A patio tomato is basically a small plant, and that's what these determinate varieties are. Indeterminate variety, the biggest one that we sell is one called Celebrity, and that's a LSU determinate variety. It was released, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. And then, but there's also some newer ones, 444s, 589s, 640s. Those come out of the University of Florida, very good, and they're determinate. So they're great for a container or a small garden. Another one that, you know, sometimes people who want to grow cucumbers, and the reason I go back to cucumbers are is one that you get a lot of production with a few plants. But in a small garden, sometimes that can be a challenge. Obviously, if you can have a trellis, and trellis them or some kind of netting, and trellis them up that netting, they won't take up that much space. The biggest issue with the trellis, you want to put it, the trellis in the position where it won't block the sun. So you wouldn't want to set it, you know, in the middle of the bed where it'll block half the day's sun. So just position it in a direction where the sun, where it will impede the least amount of sun. And by vining it up, it takes up very little space, and a few hills will produce a tremendous amount of cucumbers. But there's also one called a bush cucumber. And the bush cucumber can be grown in a pot, and it will, you can put it like in an 8-inch pot, put like maybe 3 hills, 2 seeds per hill, and instead of vining everywhere, they'll get about 2 feet tall, do very well. They won't produce as much as the vine type, but they actually do produce very well, and they'll make a nice cucumber, about an 8-inch long cucumber that's very, very hardy, and no rush for the cucumbers. I mean, if you want to wait till next week to plant the cucumbers, it's a non-issue because they will grow very, very rapidly. So smaller tomatoes, the determinate varieties, bush-type cucumbers or trellis will allow you to maximize your production in a small area, and both will work extremely well in a container. As we've always said, you want to make sure that wherever you position your garden, you have a lot of sun so that for your production. You really, when you start to get 6 hours or less, you may produce, but then you start to get 5 hours, they'll probably just grow a lot and really not produce at all or very, very little. So kind of keep that in mind when in positioning any kind of vegetables. Jumping back to the flowers, one that's become more and more popular is a plant called sedum, and it is a plant that you can do in containers. They have to be done in containers, and they will grow in shallow dishes, and they will. You just got to make sure with sedum that you get good drainage. Shallow dishes work. Actually, I've seen them done in saucers with no drainage because the saucer will dry out extremely, extremely fast. And sedum is a succulent. And it just, I guess if you have a plant or an area that is always giving you trouble, either because of drying out or you wanted something that stays low, you got to come take a look because the succulents are an excellent choice for areas that just get extremely dry or pots that are extremely small and you just haven't been successful. They are ones that you want to abuse in terms of water. So if it's a drying out issue, it's worth a look at. And a lot of people will mix, sedum has different, leaf characteristics, different leaf colors, and they actually do flower too, and different heights. But basically the maximum height on most succulents, I guess, is probably about 12 inches. So they kind of ground coverish, for lack of a better way to put it. And they do very well. One other one I want to talk about is one called straw flowers, and we just got them in, and it's just so unique that that's why I wanted to mention. Straw flower is a it's an annual that blooms all summer long. It makes a kind of a variegated looking flower that's maybe a half inch in diameter. And really has a different shape. I don't even know how to describe it. But the kind of unique thing about it is that when you go touch the flower itself, it feels like dry hay or dry straw, and which is completely different from most flowers. But the looks of it is different. They love the heat, love the sun, and will do extremely, extremely well. And hang in there just 1 second, and I have a question here.
Okay.
And the question I have is, how is a little gem magnolia root system for a house and a driveway? Little gem magnolias can actually be planted within 5 feet of the house. The biggest issue is going to be the branching near the house. Sometimes you just have to clip off some branches, but actually it will hold up really, really well. And so you can plant it near the house, so it's really a non-issue. They're going to get about 6 to 8 feet wide, or let's say 8 to 10 feet wide at the base, and a little bit narrow at the top, maybe 6 feet at the top. So you'll see, and if you drive around town, you'll see a bunch of them planted near. If you don't want to do a lot of pruning, you can go a little bit further, and maybe and if you get about maybe 8 to 10 feet away, there'll be less pruning. But in terms of the root system itself, it really won't mess with the house. It's not like the old southern magnolia that gets really, really big and can cause problems. Jeff, any questions from you?
No. I did have a thought, though, getting back to the freeze we had a month ago. Normally, bamboo holds up pretty good, but I was surprised to see that one wall along the shadows on the Tesh by the parking lot, not along Main Street, but to the, I guess, west side, it looked like all that bamboo is burnt back, or maybe they're trying to destroy it. I'm not sure. But normally bamboo does pretty well in those moments, don't they?
Well, you're absolutely right, Jeff. And I've seen several around town that really just got burnt. Now, the good news is that it's coming back. So not to worry about that. But that is directly due to the freeze. And I even saw, which surprised me even more, because bamboo is technically a grass. And so grasses do burn. It just takes a lot of cold to do the bamboo. So bamboo is going to come back, and if you cut it back, you know, as low as you want to cut it, it'll look good much quicker. But either way, it'll fill in. But the one that surprised me was boxwoods. Boxwoods is the one you see, you know, basically it usually it's either the backside of beds or borders a walkway, and I was amazed to see the top of them burn back, and I've never seen that before, Jeff. And it just goes to show you how unique this cold was. And it'll come back. You may have to just go ahead and clip those little. It's only maybe usually, you know, maybe 2 or 3 inches off the top, but it's kind of referencing what you just say is that you've never seen that before. And the other one that really is the sago palms that for the most part were burnt back also, and the last time I saw that more across the whole time was 89, where there was not a palm to be found for Palm Sunday because of the freeze we had, and that one occurred around Christmas time in 1988, I think it was 89, that occurred, And pretty much the same thing is going to be for Palm Sunday. They're going to be slim pickings because of the fact that you know, every palm got burnt back. Good news there, too. It's coming back. But, boy, it sure doesn't seem like it will when you see these just little stumps with nothing there. But 100% the sago palms are coming back. And kind of going back with that, Jeff, the you know, people are still calling what to do with plants. And just to try to keep it simple is that, really, I'd say in another week or so, you can start clipping back your citrus or anything, any tree that's woody. You can start clipping it back. Hopefully, you get some green. Once you get to that green stem, then stop, and then let's wait and see what happens. You know, a lot of people are seeing buds coming out, but it's too early to tell because until the temperatures start to get really hot and really consistently warm, we're not going to know because the vascular system in the tree itself may have been damaged. And so it may have enough vascular system to support the leaves when the temperatures are mild. But once the temperatures start to elevate, then it's going to need more moisture, and that's going to be the question, is will it be able to handle it? So, you know, jury's still out. We don't know. And so it's definitely a wait and see. All the small stuff, the gingers, the lily lanals, flax lilies, all that kind of stuff, you want to give that cut back now. And so, and I'm starting to see a lot of it start to sprout. Remember, people are calling in and saying, yeah, I see, you know, one half of my yard, the lily lanals are sprouting, the other half it's not. And usually that is because the half that's sprouting is getting more sun during the day, and therefore the ground's warming up. And that's why you're seeing that difference. The only other factor that would affect that would be if it stays a little bit too wet, and sometimes the cold weather, that combination will cause them to rot. But for the most part, I think that kind of stuff is coming back. Stuff that's getting the sun will come back quicker. The stuff that's getting the shade will take a little bit longer, but hopefully, you know, all will be good.
All right. Anything else you want to share before we let you go?
I think that's it, Jeff. Just I'm glad people are getting out, and it appears to me that we'll be heading in April soon, and that means the chances of any hard cold are going to be diminished dramatically.
Very good. Always a pleasure, Richard. Hopefully in studio the next time, but happy to have you on the phone or otherwise. We'll see you next week.
Okay, Jeff. Talk to you later.